Just a regular reminder to free yourself from the burdens of imposter syndrome for whatever it is that you want to do, not because you're necessarily good at it, but because neither are many of the people who are already doing it. Name any industry or discipline or creative pursuit, and I guarantee you that the top of those spaces is absolutely full of people who suck or are mediocre at best. And even for the ones who don't, you have to give a weighted average to the fact that the top percentile of any given industry now is at least 50% comprised of Nepo babies. And those children of the executives and celebrities and ultra wealthy who now populate the top of every industry aren't sitting around tormenting themselves about whether or not they deserve their success. In fact, most of them get extremely defensive when you even point it out. And even though we love to delude ourselves that we live in a meritocracy, which, lol, the average career path now is more a demonstration of the Dunning-Kruger effect than the fact that the best people tend to win out. I mean, even in regular jobs, half of the most highly paid people at a given company can barely use a computer. Anyway, just remember that imposter syndrome is a made-up concept, and if rich people are never burdening themselves with it, neither should you.